USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was a royal procession with military bands as the world remembers Britain's Prince Philip. He was laid to rest earlier today at Windsor Castle. His four children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. They were married for more than 70 years. There were only 30 mourners in attendance due to the pandemic. Advisors to the CDC will meet once again. They're looking over cases of people who have developed blood clots after getting the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine.
We want to convey to the American public we have two vaccines that are readily available, the Pfizer and Moderna, and people should continue to roll up their sleeves to get vaccinated.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says the use of the vaccine will stay on hold until that time. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
In San Antonio, Texas, a police officer was shot in the hand. Two people are dead and one person is injured. Police Chief William McManus said the incident started off as what seemed like a routine traffic stop.
And then at some point, for I'm not sure why, but the driver pulled a gun and started firing at the officer.
A motive for the shooting is still not known. President Biden has hosted his first face-to-face meeting at the White House since becoming president. He hosted Japanese Prime Minister Suga. He said the two affirmed their ironclad support for the U.S.-Japanese alliance, as well as shared security in the region.
Committed to working together to take on the challenges from China and on issues like the East China Sea, the South China Sea, as well as North Korea, to ensure a future of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
Biden said both are committed to advancing shared values. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The most deadliest roads in the United States has been released. USA Radio's Michael Fortier has details.
Florida is home to some of the country's deadliest roads. GPS software company Teletrac has been studying road fatalities between 2016 and 2019. They recently find I-4 in Florida from Tampa on the Gulf Coast to Daytona Beach on the Atlantic Coast to be the deadliest at 1.25 deaths per mile. This is the second time that stretch of road has been ranked the deadliest. I-45 in Texas from Dallas to Galveston ranks second at just over one death per mile. A total of four roads running through Florida rank in the top six on the list. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
In Indianapolis, 19-year-old Brandon Hole shot and killed at least eight people at a FedEx facility. Indianapolis police officer Janae Cook was live on the scene.
We had four people transported by ambulance, one in critical condition with gunshot injuries consistent with gunshot wounds. We had three others that were transported with various other injuries. And then we had two other people that were here at the scene, treated by medical staff, and then released.
President Biden says he wants Congress to do something about it.
These mass shootings that are occurring every single day, there's a mass shooting in the United States if you count all those who were killed out in the streets of our cities and our rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.